Good morning, Orville. Today is Thursday, 21st of July, and right now it's cloudy with 27 degrees Celsius. And the forecast for today is overcast with temperature range from low 27 to high 32 degrees Celsius and with a heat index on 35 degrees Celsius. We will experience westerly winds with 22 kilometers per hour. Later on, we can expect a thunderstorm with overcast and with a 60% chance of precipitation. Moon is veiling gibbous and 69% of it is illuminated. The day is long today, 12 hours and 43 minutes, and sun rose at 5 minutes to 6 and will set down at 6:38 p.m. L'Avenir de Oroville Town Development Council meets officially and it will hold its first Town Development Council meeting with Town Developer Council L'Avenir de Oroville Chairman, Mr. Doshi. Also members of Avenir Advisory Council, Mr. Dattatri and Twain, are invited on Friday to Sunday, 24th of July. The topics of the meeting are the next steps in land protection of the master plan, update time and land government zoning regulations, process of grants and work allocation process, regional planning and greenbelt master plan, land matters, residential zone sectors, update and international zone nodal development, mainstreaming sustainable building materials workshop, and other general issues. About the meeting, we talked with Reno from L'Avenir de Oroville Town Development Council about it. Good morning, Reno.
Good morning, Miriam.
What's happening next 2 days with Mr. Doshi and some other people?
Oh, well, everything is very busy, and this is the first meeting with the chairman, and Doshi is the chairman, and it's beginning to become much and much more formal how we proceed, because we've gotten a lot of support now, we're having a legal stature, and you know, now the local government and bodies are beginning to recognize Oroville and the master plan. So it's very exciting because finally something that has been attempted for so long is beginning to formalize itself. But of course, with formalizing, you need land use plans, zone plans, because we can't just arbitrarily do these things. But it's very exciting because it could mean the end of speculation in the Greenbelt. So part of the agenda on the meeting is the relationship with the Tamil Nadu government. There's an update on the Town and Country Planning Act. There's some regulation they want to look at.
So these the Mr. Doshi will do?
These things are the things that will be discussed with him, because theoretically he would have some information with it. And as I had told you earlier, David and Akva Stein are here working on land use plans and Greenbelt Master Plan precisely for this reason. So it's a very busy and interesting time as far as Oroville, protecting Oroville land is concerned. Then there's also going to be zoning regulations and how the Oroville's master plan in relation to that. And then there will be a debate about how to approve the, you know, formal process for approving government grants, and also how to allot jobs, the tendering system. It's not, the government has a particular way of doing things, and for us in Oroville, we have to sort of form a formal way, but at the same time, our interest is to develop Oroville, so it is our interest to develop our own road service and our road. And tendering means you just put out a bid and you take anybody that comes in, and you know, hopefully they have some qualification, that some criteria for qualification, and then but basically the cheapest person gets it. And I don't think that's in our best interest to do that at all, and it's not at all aligned with the ideals of Oroville. So that's going to be part of, like, how do you formalize the informal in that sense?
Formalizing informal. Somehow is in a clash with the informality of the place.
Yeah, so right now it's
but
going to have
still,
to be...
still we need some things to be done, yeah?
Yeah, so right now I think we're going to have processes and policies and formal recognition of some sort of steps. I think that's really necessary. And with the kind of land situation that we have today and around us, and the prices and the greed and the constant kind of tension, it's very important to have a very fair and clear administrative process and policy, right, so that, you know, there is no fault. Then other topics are regional planning and the Greenbelt Master Plan, some issues on land, so that probably has to do again. And again, when we talk about land use plans, it's also going to mean that Orovillians are going to have to really respect zoning regulations, because if we do this and we want to protect Oroville, Orville has to help protect itself by also complying. And it's hopefully, you know, I mean, a master plan's pretty fluid, but there are certain fixed things that haven't been adapted since 40 years, so that's something to look at. I hope that that's not going to be a problem. And then it says something about mainstreaming sustainable building material, workshop, and other general issues. So that's basically going to be the...
Also the practical meeting.
Yeah, very practical meetings, and we don't see Doshi very often, and Dattatri is coming from Chennai, and he used to be the chief urban planner in Chennai and has been very helpful and always advising Orville on these matters. So he's in our Avenir Advisory Committee. He will be coming. Tuan also. And hopefully this will be really interesting. And Pino might be joining Lavenir again. We're always looking for more people, whether they're resource people or in the team. We're trying out different people for periods of time to see how it works for everyone.
But these 2 days, are they open for public or just for the Lavenir people
and
Doshi?
No, it's for the Lavenir people and Doshi because it has really concentrated work kind of thing. It's not going to be open to the public.
The construction of a new stretch of 200 meters for the Crown Road Plaza has started and it will reach the Port Louis Distribution Center. The work should be completed by mid-October, if weather permitting. Trichy Trumbalam substation is observing a power shutdown tomorrow from morning 9 a.m. to evening 6 p.m. to attend the monthly maintenance work. Auroville Health Center will be closed for 2 afternoons consultations on Tuesday 26 and Wednesday 27 of July only. The rest of the days they will be there as usual. In Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, we can see tonight at 8 p.m. a French film, London Fever, made in France in 2009 by director Rachid Bouchard, and it is drama in French with English subtitles. On Saturday, at the same place and time, we can see Whatever Works, made in USA in 2009 by director and writer Woody Allen, and it is comedy drama in English with English subtitles. At Cine Club on Sunday, also at Cinema Paradiso at 8 p.m., we can see within Elia Kazan Movies Festival, Gentleman's Agreement, which was made in USA in 1947 by director Elia Kazan with Gregory Peck, Dorothy McGuire, and others, and it is drama romance in English with English subtitles. At the Shri Aurobindo Auditorium in Bharat Nivas tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. we can see Come of It, directed by Jean Labrun, and was made in France in 2004. And this film is comedy in original French version with English subtitles. At the Eco Film Club in Sadhana Forest tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen The Dark Side of the Chocolate, which is documentary made in 2010 and directed by Roberto Romano, Mickey Mistrati. Free bus service to Eco Film Club, departure from Solo Kitchen at 6 p.m. and return from Sadhana Forest at 9:30 p.m. The bus service is operated by Sadhana Forest. Lord, we are upon earth to accomplish thy work of transformation. It is our sole will, our sole preoccupation. Grant that it may be also our sole occupation, and that all our actions may help us toward this single goal, wrote the mother in the words of the mother, volume 13. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.